Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Billy Brim is with us from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and she is expounding some great and exciting things.
Eventually.
We want you to have freedom, Billy.
Eventually, we're going to get over to the book of Ezekiel because we are told that the prophets, the Old Testament prophets, are a light in a dark place. It's dark in the world right now, but we know what's going to happen because we got the light of the Old Testament prophets. And Moses was a prophet who wrote the Torah. And so we're going to be reading about that today. God has a plan. This book is a plan. How it starts in Genesis, reveals right on through the book of Revelation. And from the beginning, God started with Adam. And you know that story. And then you know how Adam fell, how the earth became so wicked.
The Bible says God, the Amplified, I think, says God is extraordinarily patient.
Well, you can see that in these pages of the book.
My goodness.
And you think about it, Gloria. It got right down in Genesis chapter 6 where there was nobody on this earth righteous but one man. Only one man had knowledge of God. So God had brought judgment to the earth. Love brought judgment. He provided that man a safety in the ark. Noah, his wife, his three sons and their wives. They got off the boat. Now, we know from the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 10:32, there are three groups of peoples to whom scriptures are written and about whom scriptures are written. The first, the Jews, and then the nations, and then the church. That's what it says in, that's the order in 1 Corinthians 10. Now, the Old Testament, there's only two groups, the Jews and the nations. In the New Testament, according to the second chapter of Ephesians, out of those two, the Jews and the nations, the Jews and the Gentiles, he made one new man. Any Jew, any Gentile can believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, accept him as Lord, then he becomes a new creation. And the new creation, man, is a species that never existed before. There's also a new creation body, the body of Christ called the church. But in the Old Testament, we only see two. And the first one introduced to us is the nations. They got off the boat, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the three sons of Noah. God told them to scatter throughout the earth. They didn't do it. Satan entered a man named Nimrod. Nimrod built himself up a kingdom, said, "You don't have to listen to God, just listen to me." Mother told me, I had a little sister, 3.5 years younger than me, or 3 years younger. And mother said she heard me out there one day saying to Pat, "You don't have to obey mother, just listen to me. Just do what I say."
Oh.
Well, that was not right.
That's what the devil did.
You don't have to listen to God. You don't have to go spreading out on all the earth. You just listen to Nimrod, and you get yourself a kingdom, and you go down there to the plains of Shinar, which is Babylon, and build yourself a tower.
We'll be somebody.
Really high, we'll make a name for ourselves, and if there is another flood, we'll be so high we won't get caught in it. So God heard them, and he said, since they all speak the same language, think of the power of words. Nothing will be restrained from them. So he went down, and he confused them. And this is the way the Arts Girls translates verse 9.
He confused their language. They were already confused.
They were already confused. You're right. You're right, Glow. Good. Touche. And he said, this is what it says in verse 9 as the Jews translated it in the Arts Girls. That is why it was called Babel, because it was there that Hashem scattered them over the face of the whole earth. He had told them to do it. They didn't do it. So now he scatters them. Now, they're goners, unless there's a plan. But thank God he had a plan, and he didn't have to think it up. He wasn't shocked by what they did. He knew what they do before him. So here is his plan, Genesis chapter 12. Now Jehovah had said unto Abram, "Get thee out of thy country." I don't have it down on there, Glow. I'm just,
yeah,
well, maybe I do. "Get thee out of thy country." Yes, I do. "And from thy kindred, and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee."
Get out of here, is what
yes.
he told thee.
"And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
The whole future of the earth was wrapped up in Abraham doing this simple thing God told him to do. Get out of town.
And what do they call him? The father of faith.
Yes.
Faith hears God.
He did it.
God's word and acts on it.
That's the way our life is too.
Yes.
Just do what he says and you'll be delivered. You'll get out from under the curse.
That's where the blessing lies.
Yeah.
In obeying God.
Oh.
And he said, now I'm going to separate you from all the nations of the earth. Let's pretend that here we have, wouldn't you say these are blackberries?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's pretend down here that that's a blackberry. And these are all the 70 nations. And they have failed. So God separates out from them. That kind of messed up here, but I'll use a more firmer one, raspberry. And God separates from all those nations a nation unto himself. It's a nation.
Mm-hmm.
It's his separated nation. The Jews are God's portion among the nations. The church, we're from every nation, tongue. But from the nations, he separated a nation unto himself. He separated one nation, and that nation's his. He's going to use it. What's he going to do with this nation? This nation has a call on it. This nation is to reveal to all those nations God. These right here, they have no knowledge of God. But he's going to reveal himself to these nations because one man, the father of these nations, followed him, got out of that country, and went to a promised land. You obey me, mm-hmm. and I'm going to give you a land that's your land. So God's call upon Israel is to reveal them. They will reveal God to the nations. He has a plan A. And for plan A, we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. He places them. We could read more about this in Deuteronomy 32. We're not going to turn there. But he places them in the center of the earth. And he places them. We have an ancient map here to show you. Of kind of like a three-leaf clover.
Mm-hmm.
And the top leaf, one of this, is Jerusalem's at the center of this map. And then we have the leaf at the top left, which is Europe, the leaf at the top right, which is Asia, and the leaf at the bottom, which is Africa. So right in the center of that is Jerusalem. He places Israel mm-hmm. on a land bridge that goes between these three continents. It's the easy way to go. It's the Via Maris, the way of the sea. So the best way to travel between those continents down to Africa for caravans, trade caravans, or even for armies is to go right through where God placed the Jews. And he placed the Jews there so they would be seen. And he placed upon Israel in that central location blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read those blessings from Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it shall come to pass, if you hearken diligently unto the voice of Jehovah your God, to observe and do his commandments, which I command thee this day, Jehovah your God will set you on high above all what?
Nations.
All these nations.
Yeah.
You're going to be high over all those goyim, those 70 nations. And all these blessings shall come upon you.
Glory.
And overtake you, if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God.
If.
Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. That's your children.
Mm-hmm.
And the fruit of your ground,
seed.
Your crops. And the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your kine, the flocks of your sheep. Now, I want you to notice as we're reading along on these blessings, every one of these can be seen. It's not spiritual blessings here. They came from the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something that can be seen.
Right.
Because here you are, you're on this land bridge. All these nations are going to pass through you and see you. So you got to have something on you they can see. So what can they see? Your prosperity.
Blessing.
Your health. Verse 5. Blessed shall you be your basket and your store. He's even going to bless your storing it up. Your bank account.
You see what story is? Dough.
Yeah, dough. Did you think that up or did you get that from someone else?
No, it's in the margin of my Bible. I mean, it's in here in the, you know, they did it in this Bible.
Yeah, hey girl.
Is that good?
You are so
what?
Sharp today.
Woo.
That's two for you.
I like that.
Bless the Lord. I'm going to use that glow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless. Did you just now just think of that? No kidding.
No, it's in the margin. I've got it right
all
here.
All right. Bless the Lord. Well, of course, that's their dough, but then the relationship to money. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way, and they're going to flee from you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in your storehouses. He's blessing my bank account right now.
Amen.
And in all that you set your hand unto, he shall bless you awesome. In the land which the Lord your God gives you. Jehovah shall establish you an holy people unto himself. Israel was the nation that's his. This nation, not for anybody else's use, this is just for God's. It's holy. That's what holy means, separated. And verse 9, the Lord shall establish you an holy people unto himself as he has sworn unto you, if you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways. Now here's the part. And all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Jehovah, and they shall be afraid of you. How shall they see it?
The blessing.
They're going to be, this is the blessing, and they're going to be marching down through the Via Maris. They're going to be coming down through that easy way to travel along that Mediterranean shore, right where they are, and they're going to see. They're worshiping lots of gods. They're back in their heathen countries. They're going to come through. It's God's plan. They're going to come through this nation. They're going to see you're wealthy. They're going to see your children are healthy.
Your trees are green. Your fruit is big.
And they're going to say, and they only hope worshiping one God.
They're going to see this. Here's the line. They're coming down through here.
Yeah.
Now they get to here and they see the blessing. They see all the fruit.
Yes.
They see huge fruit. Yes. Well, they could hardly get things to grow over here because they were under the curse.
That's right.
But they see all this.
They see it.
Ooh.
And then
it's a witness.
Those people are naturally going to think, because they're not atheists. None of those pagan people are atheists. They all worshiping some kind of a god, even if it's a demonic one. And they're going to attribute what you've got to your god.
That's right.
So they're going to say, these people, they only worshiping one god. His name is Jehovah.
And look and see what they
look
got.
And see the result of it. Yeah. That's God's plan. That's God's
right.
plan.
Witness.
Jehovah shall, verse 9, Jehovah shall establish you and holy people unto himself as he has sworn unto you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Jehovah.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall be afraid of you.
Something.
And Jehovah shall make you plenteous in goods. In the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your cattle, in the fruit of your ground, in the land which Jehovah swore unto your fathers to give unto you. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasure, the heaven to give its rain unto your land in its season, and he will bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend unto many nations, you shall not need to borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only and not beneath.
Yep, that's right.
Listen how this translates Hebrew.
Which verse are you?
This is going to be verse 13.
Okay.
Where it says, you shall be above only and not beneath. Here is what it says in the Hebrew. You shall be in constant ascent. You shall never descend.
Always increasing, in other words.
Always increasing.
That's
always
good.
Going up. Always
constant ascent.
Constant
That's
ascent.
Good. I like
and
that.
And you shall never descend if you hearken unto the commandments of the Lord your God. Now, if you do this and you do not, verse 14, go after other gods to serve them, here's what you're going to have. That was plan A. God put them there. Joshua took the land. For a while, they were blessed in it, but then they started listening to the Canaanites, And the Canaanites said, okay, you got that God Jehovah. He worked for you before, but we got another God up here over the crops. His name's Baal, or Baal. We say Baal. So we know that they did descend. It was not God's plan that they descend, but they did. Now, God has got a plan B. Their job is still to reveal God to the nations. If you don't do it in plan A, me putting you there and letting the blessing show on you, I'm going to plan B. Here's plan B. And you can, he gives you all the curses here.
We don't want plan B.
We don't want the plan B. Verse 63.
There's a lot of curses in there, aren't there?
Yes.
I don't want to be in that.
No. We're not under that because the New Testament tells us this was given originally to Israel. It belongs to them, but there's a parallel giving of it to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Abrahamic blessings. Galatians.
Yeah.
Now, Deuteronomy 28:63. It shall come to pass that as if you don't obey God, that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, then you will be destroyed. You shall be plucked up from off the land where you went to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter you among all people from one end of the earth to the other. And that word scatter is where we get the word diaspora or diaspora. A spore is a seed. And he's just going to take you, Jews, you Israel, if you don't obey him, and he's going to scatter you throughout all the earth. But then, because they are people with a knowledge of God, then wherever they go, it's going to grow up a knowledge of God. So let's read Deuteronomy chapter 4. I don't think I put it in the notes for you, Gloria, but it's Deuteronomy chapter 4. And Moses said that, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I have to see which verses I want here. Deuteronomy 4, 27 through 31.
27 through 31.
Deuteronomy chapter 4. I've got 5. Before they ever went into the land, Moses told them, here's what's going to happen. You're going to be scattered, because God knew they were going to fail. And in verse 27, Deuteronomy 4, 27, the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the nations. The word's not heathen, it's goyim, the nations. Wherever the Lord shall lead you. Verse 29, but from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you'll find him, and you're going to return. And when you are in tribulation, we know that tribulation time is coming, and you are going to return. And verse 31, he will not forsake thee, nor destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of your fathers, which he swore unto them. For ask now of the Lord of the things that are past. And they're going to come home, and God is going to make them a great nation. All throughout the Old Testament, we see there is this scattering, but at the end of days, God is going to bring them home. And when he brings them home, we're living at the time when he brings them home.
You see proof of that every time you go to Israel.
Every time I go to Israel, they're back.
They're the
and
first.
We're going to read what God said. We'll later on get through the prophecies that God gave, the dry bones prophecies. We're going to read how God prophesied. They're going to come up out of that Holocaust.
Amen.
And they're going to be a nation again. And so, yes, they were witnesses of God when they were in the nation and the blessings of God that were on them. But now that they have been scattered, they're going to be regathered in the end of days. And when they are regathered in the end of days, then that means that God's coming. Yes, I want to show you a chart that we have of these days. God gave to Moses a 6-day work week, 1,000 years being a day being 1,000 years. And we are at the end of the 6th day. We are about to go into the millennium, 7th day. And so all the prophecies say that at the end of that 6th day, he's going to bring them home. Two of the chapters that you can read that are just absolutely wonderful that tell you about him bringing them home is Jeremiah. Jeremiah 30 and 31. And God, particularly, I like one way he says it here. Hear ye, this is Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 10. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd does his flock. You think about it, Gloria. Look at Israel over there right now. They were scattered. Then God called them home. And we've seen them come home. And they are surrounded with enemies. They are surrounded with enemies who daily say, we are going to push you to the sea. We're going to annihilate you. We're going to kill you all. We're going to destroy Zionism. What is Zionism? Zionism is you believe that God has promised the Jews to come back to Zion. And there they are, all surrounded. But God says, hear ye the word of the Lord, O ye nations. And before we finish with Ezekiel, we're going to be talking about nations. He prophesies about Egypt. He prophesies about Iraq, Babylon. He prophesies about Russia and Iran, Turkey. And so, listen up, everybody. Listen up, all those neighbors. He that scattered Israel will gather him. He's done it now. And keep him as a shepherd does his flock. Don't be concerned. They're not going to be wiped off the face of the earth with a nuclear blast.
That's right. They will not. Glory to God.
He keeps them. And it's a sign to the nations. That's their job. Reveal God to the nations. That He's God.
And reveal the blessing to the nations.
And reveal the blessing. Of course.
Hallelujah. This is good stuff. We're enjoying it, Billy. Thank you. Billy and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.